kill. Kadam, how? Yosham, a woman. Dharmajna, the knower of religious principles. Iti, thus. Yaha, one who. Mataha, is considered. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation, the cow-shaped earth continued to appeal to the king. I am very poor and have not committed any sinful activities. I do not know why you want to kill me. Since you are supposed to be the knower of all religious principles, why are you so envious of me? And why are you so anxious to kill a woman? So please repeat. The cow-shaped earth continued to appeal to the king. I am very poor and I have not committed any sinful activities. I do not know why you want to kill me. Since you are supposed to be the knower of all religious principles, why are you so envious of me? And why are you so anxious to kill a woman? Report. The earth appealed to the king in two ways. A king who knows religious principles cannot kill anyone who has not committed sinful activities. Apart from this, a woman is not to be killed, even if she does commit some sinful activities. Since the earth was innocent and was also a woman, the king should not kill her. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobheeshtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadari Svapadandikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yudha Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Svakrijadam Sakana Raghunathanitam Tam Svajivam Sadvaitam Savadudam Parijana Sahidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakannitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindha Dina Bandha Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kribasan Rubhyevacha Paridana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Samu Nityananda Sri Adhita Karatra Sri Vasadi Gora Bhaktananda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Mugam Karodi Vachalam Pangam Nangayade Kirim Yatripatamaham Mande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanya Mishram Namo Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhudale Srimane Bhaktivedanta Swami Dinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pujarini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshwarini. I pray for the blessings of all the devotees so that I can speak something properly on this verse. So, in these pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that King Krutu is in action as a Kshatriya king. And he already saw that there is a big problem because the citizens are not getting the grains then their food. So, and then immediately he felt it necessary to take some corrective action, because that is the duty of the king. Then he came to the conclusion that the earth is the culprit, because the citizens of the state, they are actually executing their duties and the yajnas, their offerings to the demigods, their sacrifices, they are doing properly. But earth is not releasing the food grains and the natural resources like the herbs, the seeds, the gems and so on. So then, Prithu Maharaj actually wanted to punish Mother Earth. In fact, he threatened to kill Mother Earth. So Mother Earth immediately knew that her life is in danger. So she wanted to defend herself, she wanted to protect herself. So then she assumed the form of a cow. This is natural when you try to defend oneself. You try to assume that position which is most favorable. So Mother Earth was thinking that if I assume the form of a cow, Prithu Maharaj, being aware of religious principles, he is not going to kill me. Because it's the duty of the Kshatriyas, Krishi Goraksha Vanijyam. Krishi Goraksha Vanijyam is the duty of the Vaishyas. But a Kshatriya would not think of killing a cow. Kshatriya wants to give protection to the cows. So Kshatriya actually rules the state in such a way that cow killing cannot go on. In this way, the Vaishyas can actually protect the cows, engage in farming, and so on. So this was one defense strategy of Mother Earth, because she wanted to protect herself from the wrath of Prithu Maharaj. And then, but Prithu Maharaj was very angry, and then she is appealing here that a king who knows the religious principles cannot kill anyone who has not committed sinful activities. Apart from this, a woman is not to be killed, even if she does commit some sinful activities. Since Earth was innocent, was also a woman, the king should not kill her. So here she is appealing like this, that a king should not punish an innocent person. So Mother Earth was claiming to be very innocent, and that also she is in the form of a woman. So if Prithu Maharaj thinks that she may not be innocent, she has committed some sinful activity by not releasing the grains, then even then she should not be killed, because she is a woman. So Prithu Maharaj, Earth was appealing to the religious sentiments of Prithu Maharaj. But actually we will see that Prithu Maharaj is still defeats her arguments, and he is still angry. So Prithu Maharaj, first of all, will say, later on we will see, Prithu Maharaj will say that a person who is very selfish, that means a person who wants all the resources of this world for himself and is not concerned about the welfare of other living beings, he is considered a selfish person, and a Kshatriya king can actually kill such a subject who is actually a disturbance to society. Because living beings are supposed, especially human beings, are supposed to live as a society, not just as individuals, everyone for himself. Everyone is supposed to help each other. In fact, everyone is supposed to help each other in making advancement in spiritual life. But even socially speaking, everyone should share the resources with others. Ishavasyam idam sarvam yatkinja jagatyam jagat tena tektena bundina magrida kasya siddhanam. Everything in this world belongs to God, and everyone should take only that which is appropriate to him or her. one should not steal another's property. So Prithu Maharaj was saying that you have, all my subjects are depending on you for their sustenance, and you have withheld everything within yourself. You are not releasing the grain, and therefore you are very selfish. They are doing their duty, you are not doing your duty. So actually later on we will see that earth had another excuse, Bhumi Devi had another excuse, that of course she had so many excuses why she was not releasing the grains. She said people are not following the religious principles, so I had to withhold all the productions. So then she says, okay, so Prithu Maharaj could say then, well, that was before I started ruling this planet. Before that, but now they are following, so why are you not releasing? Then Earth could say that actually, because I have put all the, I have stocked this grain for so long, they are practically become useless. So you have to actually level the surface of the earth. In this way, this appeal of the cow and Prithu Maharaj's defeating of her arguments, of Mother Earth's arguments, will continue. So this is this is actually a very interesting prayer by Mother Earth in front of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, King Prithu. But Prithu Maharaj was still not satisfied, so he defeated these arguments by Mother Earth, and he told, you have to release. So you have to release the food grains. So when she gives these arguments, that actually then she says, actually now because the situation is such that you have to actually bring a cow and then milk my resources. Use a calf to milk. I am in the form of a cow. A calf should be there and then milk my resources. So this is actually very important. This cow is like our mother. And the role of the cow is very important in human society. Cow is a symbol of religiosity. And the milk that she produces, Prabhupada says, it is considered the liquid form of religiosity. So the milk is very important, because milk is used by all sections of human society, especially saintly persons. Prabhupada makes a point, Sukadeva Goswami used to go to householders' houses just to beg for some milk. And it is generally the custom of human society that everybody will have some milk to spare. So if a saintly person comes, a householder would not hesitate to give some charity of cow's milk. And cow's milk and little grains, and that's all a saintly person needs to sustain himself. Sukadeva Goswami used to go to householders' houses to beg for some milk, only to benefit them, only to benefit the householders. That was his only association with worldly people. He will go to the house of his household just to beg little milk, and immediately then he is out. That's also his blessing on people who are so materially engaged. So then we will see that actually Mother Earth, finally when she makes this proposal, Prithu Maharaj is now actually pleased with her. Because when we have done something wrong, we can try to protect ourselves in front of our authority. And we can make so many appeals that, like Mother Earth was making. But a person who is well versed in religious principles will not accept nonsense. So Mother Earth was appealing because she was afraid for her life. But she was giving actually very senseless arguments in the beginning, and Prithu Maharaj was not satisfied. So actually then Mother Earth actually rectified herself. That she said, okay, this is the problem, this is how I have acted wrongly, now please do this. Then Prithu Maharaj was satisfied. Then he actually said, yes, this is correct. Then his anger was pacified. Then then we will, later on in the pages of Bhagavatam, we will see that they made so many arrangements. People could obtain the food grains from Mother Earth, using different forms of cows. And then the sages came and got what they wanted, the demigods came and got what they wanted from the earth. So in this way, this dialogue is going on. So the two important points made by Mother Earth: a king who knows religious principles cannot kill anyone who has not committed sinful activities. So this is very important point. Just like when in Mahabharata we learn about Pandu, who was the emperor of the world. And Pandu was such a pious king, and a wonderful devotee of the Lord. He was ruling the world very nicely. All the subjects loved Pandu, King Pandu. And as a Kshatriya, of course he had his wives Madri and Kundi. As a Kshatriya, sometimes the duty of a Kshatriya to go hunting. So he went hunting in the forest, and then as a Kshatriya he is also allowed to hunt animals. That's not considered a sinful activity. This is for keeping their battle skills tuned up. So as he went hunting in the forest, enjoying with his wife, he shot an arrow and it killed a deer. So as he shot the arrow, and immediately heard the sound of a human being crying, "Oh, who has done this? I was enjoying with my wife in the forest and somebody has killed me." So when he heard this cries, he realized that it's not a deer, it's actually some human being. So he went to see the situation. Then he saw that actually it was a young rishi, a young sage, and his wife, who was actually engaged in mating. In fact, they were the rishis, so he wanted to have union with his wife, but then they saw that there were other rishis nearby. So just to camouflage themselves, they assumed the form of a deer and doe, and they were engaged in intercourse. So then he was actually King Pandu, without knowing this, actually accidentally shot and killed this young sage. An arrow pierced him from the back. So then he actually was lamenting, "Oh my dear king, you know the religious principles. Why have you killed me like this?" And then actually Pandu tried to argue with him, saying that, "Actually, why are you saying like this? I am a Kshatriya king, and it is my duty to hunt for animals. And why? How can you blame me?" Then the sage said, "Actually, I am not blaming you for killing a deer, but we were engaged in mating, and that is the highest form of sense pleasure in this material world. How can you kill somebody who is engaged in mating like that?" Then immediately King Pandu realized his mistake. Then he had to accept, "Yes, I committed a very highly sinful activity." And he started lamenting right then and there in front of the sage. And the sage also realized that King Pandu realized his mistake. So to show mercy to the king, he actually said, "I will actually now curse you, because you have killed me while I was engaged in mating. You will meet a similar death if you ever try to have union with your wife to have children." So Pandu very much lamented his fate. He accepted the curse. Then he also decided that he will actually renounce his kingdom. He felt so bad. So this is so important, that a king should not kill a person who has not committed sinful activity. Pandu took it so seriously that he said he will renounce his kingdom and go to the forest and perform austerities and penances to atone for my sinful mentality. Then actually the wives, also being very religious, they also said, "If you are going, we will also follow you. We don't want this kingdom also. We don't want this royal opulence. It is our duty to follow the husband." Then Pandu accepted their proposal, so they went to the forest. And later on in Mahabharata it is explained that when Pandu became attracted by Madri and was trying to have union with her, and even though Madri tried to forbid him, he forcibly tried to enjoy her, at that time he had to leave this body. So that is one point, the importance of holding an administrative post in this material world. It's a very important post to be a ruler of the world. So this is very important to first of all find out the laws of God and punish. One aspect of this is the king cannot punish an innocent person, but the king must punish people who are committing sinful activities. So that's very important. So these are the principles of Vedic life. We should deliberate on this. We should find out what are actually the standards of religious practice. And as devotees, we should try to uphold these religious principles. Of course, today's world, nobody cares about such things. The administrative states of hand are so corrupted. They don't worry about the laws of God. So therefore, in King Parikshit's time, King Parikshit came at the beginning of Kali Yuga. And so when King Parikshit was, he wanted to uphold the religious principles, so for that he was wandering throughout his state, his kingdom, to make sure that religious principles are maintained. And when he came, he saw one bull and the cow, both in tears. And the bull was standing on one leg only. So actually the bull represents Dharma, and the cow was actually Mother Earth, which was harassed by a Shudra dressed in the form of a king. So actually the Shudra, who was dressed in the form of a king, was actually Kali personified, and Kali was harassing. So because of the influence of Kali, the religiosity was in danger. It was surviving only on one leg. And also naturally Mother Earth is also harassed by this Kali. So Parikshit Maharaj actually chastised this Shudra king. But right now, all the administrative heads of state are also like the Shudra king, just like Kali. They are all representatives of Kali, and they are giving trouble to religion as well as to the natural resources of the earth. Naturally, earth will withhold when principles of religion... Naturally, earth will withhold her resources when principles of religion are not followed. Then the point that a woman is not to be killed even if she does commit some sinful activities. Just like in Ramayana we hear the story how Mandara, a palace maid, was acting very much like a sinful wretch, because actually a very wonderful king was, wonderful prince was about to be installed as the emperor of the world. The supreme person, Lord Ramachandra himself, was going to be coronated as the Yuvaraj. And she, out of her enviousness, she only calculated for herself. Ramachandra is the son of Mother Kausalya. Kausalya Supraja Rama. But I am the servant of Kaikeyi, who is the younger wife of King Dasharath. And if Ramachandra is coronated as the king, then her maidservant, Kausalya's maidservants, will get all the honor in the palace. Whereas if I could somehow get Bharata or Shatrughna installed as the king, in fact Bharata as the king, then I will be a very, I will be highly honored in the palace. So she, out of her personal calculation, she went to Kaikeyi and insisted that Kaikeyi should go and plead with the king, Dasharath, that Bharata should be made the king. So then Kaikeyi was very repulsive to this idea. She loved Ramachandra as much as she loved Bharata. In fact, she loved him more. In fact, Ramachandra was very dear to Kaikeyi, more than his own mother Kausalya. Kaikeyi was always taking care of Ramachandra. They were very much attached to each other. But due to the influence of this Mandara, gradually she changed her mind. and then later on insisted with Dasharath that he should send Ramachandra to the forest. And not only that, he should install Bharata as the king. So then later on, when Bharata and Shatrughna came, Ramachandra was already banished to the forest. When they came, they were very much aggrieved to hear of this terrible turn of events. Then later on somebody told Shatrughna, actually it is this wretch Mandara that is culprit. You should actually chastise her. When Shatrughna heard this, he immediately went and caught hold of Mandara and was ready to dash her to pieces. But Bharata came and stopped Shatrughna. Look, if Lord Ramachandra would be pleased with this, I would have already done so. But she is a woman. Even though she has committed a sinful act, you cannot actually kill her. So this is another religious principle, that a woman, even though she has committed some sinful act, is not to be killed. So actually Bhagavad Gita says, Triyo Vaishya Sada Sudra Sebi Yandi Param Gatim. So the women, actually a weaker section of society in terms of, from the spiritual point of view, is given special protection. Lord Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, this Krishna consciousness is so wonderful that even this so-called lower, actually this lower class of people like the Shudras, Vaishyas, the mercantile class, and even women can also attain, and other sinful categories of people, Ebisyu Pabayonaya, Sriyo Vaishya Sada, Mamhipata Vibhasitya Ebisyu Pabayonaya, Sriyo Vaishya Sada Shudra Sebiyandi Paramgati. If one takes shelter of Krishna, then he can actually be delivered, and even sinful classes of people can be delivered by taking shelter of Krishna. So this is another point. When the Kshatriya king also, when he somebody takes shelter of a Kshatriya king, generally a Kshatriya will give protection. A Kshatriya is duty bound to fight other Kshatriyas who challenge him. So, but if a person is seeking protection, a Kshatriya is naturally inclined to give protection. One who takes shelter, just like Maya Danava was among the living entities in the forest. What was that forest that was burned down? Kandava forest. In Kandava forest, Lord Krishna and Arjuna were engaged in killing all the demoniac creatures. So all sinful living entities were within the forest, and Agni, for whom this forest was his food, he wanted to burn down the Kandava forest. And because that was his food, and Indra was giving trouble to him, because whenever he tried to eat the Kandava forest with a fire, Indra will send rains and put it off. So finally Lord Krishna, Agni came to Arjuna and asked for protection. So Arjuna and Krishna went to protect Agni. So this forest fire was burning, and all the living entities were trying to escape from the forest. But when they are trying to escape, Arjuna and Krishna will kill them. Nobody can escape from the arrows of Arjuna. And of course, combined with Krishna, nobody can defeat them. So when the sinful living entities are trying to escape, Mayadhanava was also trying to run out from the forest. He also realized that there is no way he can escape. But somehow he got the intelligence, I should go and approach Arjuna for protection. So immediately came to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, please protect me. Please don't kill me. Then as soon as Arjuna saw that somebody is taking shelter, he said, okay, do not fear, I give you protection. As soon as Arjuna said this, Agni and Lord Krishna also stayed away from Mayadhanava. Later on, Mayadhanava was very grateful to Arjuna and to Lord Krishna. Then Krishna actually engaged him in building a palace for Yudhishthira Maharaj. So in today's society, Unfortunately, these principles are not followed. When there is an... Actually, nowadays they engage their spy agency to kill innocent living beings in other states, like the CIA or ISI. There are so many examples. They actually engage in killing innocent people. But in the good old days, during Vedic times, when a king wants to subjugate another country, he goes and challenges the king in that other state and asks him to come for combat. Either you surrender to me or you fight with me and defeat me. So then it is a fight to death between two Kshatriya kings. The king doesn't go and send terrorists into the other state and kill innocent living beings. Or he doesn't send a bomb who will kill civilians and military men alike. It was very selective. Only people who wanted to fight with each other were called in for the battle. And then they were killed like that. So, another point is, you can see that Mother Earth was assuming a favorable shape. In fact, it is described that Mother Earth could assume so many different shapes. But she chose to assume the shape of a cow to appeal to the king for protection, because a cow should be protected by the king. So our position in Kali Yuga is also in some sense similar. People born in Kali Yuga have a very highly sinful background. So we also actually, so in this way we can invoke the wrath of God, wrath of Krishna. In fact, those who are sinful, they will meet Krishna in the form of death. So how are we going to appeal to Lord Krishna? So we should have, so we can also assume so many dresses. I can put on dhoti and kurta, or I can put on shirt and pants. And of course, then there is a mind that needs to assume the proper shape. So the safest thing is actually to wear kandimala, neck beads. And in this way we can actually pray for protection. In fact, if a person is wearing neck beads and wearing telak, and if that person is praying to Lord Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then the agents of death, the agents of Yamaraj, they do not touch such a person. So this is actually the proper shape we can assume in Kali Yuga, the dress of a devotee. Of course, the heart also has to be of the same mood, same mind. It's not that we can just wear this dress and do all kinds of nonsense. The purpose of the dress is to so that it's a favorable setting in which we can actually pray to the Lord. Then think, my Mother Earth is actually praying that I am not sinful. So why are you trying to kill me? So people in Kali Yuga, they cannot even claim that. We cannot claim that we are not sinful. We have so much, such a sinful past. So actually our position is very precarious. But somehow by good fortune, Lord Krishna has come in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we can actually pray to the pure devotee of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada, and we can actually pray to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Because we don't have to go and pray to them that we are not sinful, why are you trying to kill us? They already know that we are so sinful. In fact, on the recommendation of Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya actually saved the most sinful wretches, Jagai and Madai. And in fact, Nityananda's prayer was that if you kill this Jagai and Madai, who are committing so many sinful activities now, then what are you going to do with the rest of the population in the age of Kali? Everyone will be like Jagai and Madai. So even though we are acting like little Jagai and Madai, if we pray to the Lord Nityananda Prabhu and for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in fact, they are actually giving without even asking. They are giving. Take this Hare Krishna Mahamandra, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So in this way we can actually be delivered. In fact, what to speak of deliverance, this Hare Krishna Mahamandra is giving us the highest perfection that a living being can achieve, which is actually developing love of Krishna. So these are some points. I will stop here. If anybody has any comments or questions, you can ask now, please. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you spoke about the four principles of religion, wherein the cow was left with only one leg. Can you speak a bit more on that?
Actually, the four legs of religion are considered austerity, mercy, cleanliness and truthfulness. So in the age of Kali, it is described that the bull of religion stands on only on one leg, and that is the leg of truthfulness. So as the age of Kali progresses, that will also be cut off. So, anybody else? Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, don't you think that if citizens are not getting enough food, do you think it is the fault of Mother Earth only? Why not it is because of their own past bad karmas?
You are talking about now or before? You are talking about now or during the time of Prithu Maharaj?
Both.
I already explained in the class that during the reign of King Prithu, Prithu Maharaj, the Mother Earth was withholding the resources sinfully, because he said, I have taken charge of ruling this world and the citizens are doing their duties according to religious principles. You are not giving the resources. He chastised Mother Earth for not releasing the resources. And nowadays actually the Mother Earth is actually producing food grains. Prabhupada explains that still the artificial scarcity is there. In fact, there is so much production in some parts of the world. If you read first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada explained there is so much production of food grains. But kings who are like Shudra kings, they are actually hoarding up. In some countries, there is so much production of grain that the government puts a restriction that you can produce only so much grains. And so if you consider the earth as a whole, there is enough quantity of food and milk and butter, everything. So then Prabhupada makes the point, so if the whole planet is ruled by a single king, then there is hope for the entire world. But now we have this principle of democracy. Prabhupada calls it demon crazy, because it's supposed to be a secular government, and the secular government doesn't care for religious principles, and therefore there is artificial famine and misappropriation of resources. So that is an unfortunate situation. The only hope is by propagating this Krishna consciousness movement, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even if Prabhupada said, even if 1% of the world's population become Krishna conscious, then there is hope for this world. So this philosophy of Krishna consciousness must be preached and propagated by. This is another point. So Prithu Maharaj's point was that Mother Earth is acting selfishly. As devotees also, we are supposed to have compassion for other living beings who do not have this blessing of Krishna consciousness. If not, then we are also condemned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A person who has become a devotee of the Lord but doesn't preach the Krishna consciousness movement is also acting selfishly in some sense. So Prithu Maharaj says he can kill a selfish person. Of course, a devotee may not be killed, but a devotee also has the duty to preach Krishna consciousness to conditioned living beings. Any other question? Nandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you.